I am immune to appearances. I am immune to appearances. Appearances are so readily available in our life. They are the illusions, and all is an illusion, but they are an illusion. And they are an illusion sometimes of things that don't have to be, of things that don't have to be at all. But they are because I give them attention. But when I am immune to appearances, it doesn't matter to me what sort of outer experience is going on around me. I know what my inner experience is. I know who I am within myself. I know who I am at the very depth of my being. I know who I am, and I am who I am, and I am a happy person. I know who I am, and I am who I am. I am a happy person. Now, I make myself the happy person. I make myself the joyous person. I live in the now. I live in this moment. And I recognize in this moment that all is beautiful and good, and all is fantastic. All is marvelous, all is joyful, all is wonderful, because that's what I create in my present. That's what I create in my now, and that's all that there is. Now, when I can create that, when I can be that, when I can live that, when I can express that, then I know who I am. I know what I am, and I know why I am, and I know how I live who I am. And it's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing to be who I am. And I am immune to appearances. We all have the opportunity to live in other people's worlds. We all have the opportunity to live in other people's experiences and in other people's creation, if we wish. And we have the opportunity to live in our own creation, in our own world, in who we are. Now, who are you? Who are you? What is this magnificent being that you are? What is this magnificent being that you are, the creation that you are? And how were you created? Were you created as something that was subject to the world about you? Do you create the world, or does the world create you? Do you create the world, or does the world create you? If you create the world, then it doesn't matter what's going on in the world. It doesn't matter one little bit. It only matters that you create the world. You create it as you choose it to be. You create the world as you desire it to be, as you choose to have the experience in your life. Now, what are you immune to? Are you immune to what you did not create? Or are you aware of what you did create because you saw and you said it is true? You saw and you said it is real. You saw and you said it is something that is going on in your world. Now, is that true? Is that true that that's going on in your world? Yes, apparently it is. Apparently it is. Unless you are immune to appearances. And when you are immune to appearances, then nothing that's going on in the outer can disturb you in the slightest. Nothing that's going on in the outer can be of any consequence in your world. You live in the now, and the now is your creation. The now is what you create to be in your world, what you create to have in your life, what you create to enjoy, what you create to know, what you create to be. Now, what is it that you create to be? And perhaps right now is a good time for you to decide, and for me to decide, what it is that I think is the most wonderful, most important, most fabulous thing to create to be. So, I create to be that I am happy. I create to be that I am peaceful. I create to be that I am in every circumstance fulfilled. And you see, when you say, I am peaceful, fulfilled, and happy, there's nothing more really that you could ever want. If you are living in a happy world, you're living in a world that satisfies you. If you're living in a peaceful world, you're living in a world that fulfills you in every possible way. If you're living in a world that is magnificent, then you're living in a world that is so joyous, so revealing, so fantastic that it is just beyond your imagination. And that's true. It is beyond your imagination. But make it in your imagination today that you like yourself, that you are happy, that you are joyous under all circumstances. And whatever the appearances outside of yourself may be, just be immune to them. Create those appearances outside of yourself out of your own inner stock. And look at everything and call it good. Look at everything and call it happy. Look at everything and call it joyous. No matter what the situation may be, look at it and call it good, happy, and joyous. And as you call it good, happy, and joyous, you don't need to be immune to anything anymore, because what you are inside is shining outside. What you are inside is revealing itself throughout your entire world. And it's such a beautiful, glorious, wonderful world to be revealing itself through. And it's just a matter of, what is your choice? What is my choice? How do I plan to live my life? How do I plan to live in this world? How do I plan to live every moment of my life? Now, I am happy. Can you say you're happy? I am joyous. I am peaceful. I am now. Can you live in the now? And the answer is yes. Do you want to live in the now? I would think so. The now is kind of a nice experience to live in. The now is kind of a magnificent thing to live in, because it's who you are. It's where you are. It's what you are. It's how you are. And as you live that now, everything in your world comes up roses. Everything in your life comes up joy and peace and harmony. As you live that now, you are living it so beautifully, so wonderfully, so fantastically, that everywhere you go, people look at you and say, I like that person. Now, everywhere you go, do you look at other people and say, I like that person? If you have created them, then you like them. If you have created them, then they are wonderful. If you have created them, they have no other opportunity but to be fulfilling of who and what they are in the now. This world is ours to live in however we choose. This world is ours to be in however we choose. This world is ours to delight in under all circumstances. And if you take that opportunity to delight in this world now, under all circumstances, you will find that nothing can be more beautiful, more fulfilling, more rewarding than to live in the now and enjoy life now. Say, I am immune to appearances. I'm immune to them because I am untouched by them being good or bad. I am immune. I am untouched by them being good or bad, because they're all just an opinion. And I say all the world is good and very good. I say all the world is wonderful and very wonderful. I say all the world is peace and peaceful now. And that is what I am. And that is what you are. And that is what the world is. So join me in this recognition that all the world is beautiful and good right now. All the world is fantastic right now. All the world is magnificent right now. And I love the world I create. So So that means I created you, and I say, I love you. I love you. I love you.